All right, we actually finished with Mary, but we're going to another Mary. Mary and Martha. We're going to look at these two ladies together, which do form an interesting illustration of really the different types of personalities and giftings that people have. And as we look at the strengths and weaknesses of these two ladies, let me put an introduction on here to help us appreciate both of them. Very clearly, the Lord had a very special relationship with Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And for the Lord to have a special relationship with these common people, it was very clear that they were unusual in their devotion to Christ, their understanding of truth, and they had a genuine kindred spirit with the Lord. And so, say what we may about either one of the ladies, they were both very special. They both were close to the Lord Jesus, faithful to him, and so was Lazarus. In fact, as Martha said, the one whom thou lovest is sick, you need to come. Very clearly, the Lord Jesus had a special appreciation. By the way, anybody can have that kind of relationship if we choose to. You know, Peter, James, and John were in the inner circle because they chose to be in the inner circle. In other words, they had the heart, the mission of the Lord Jesus. That's why they understood truth better. And so sometimes people will look and say, oh, you know, God just seems to get closer to some people than other people. That's not true. The choice is us. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Seek the Lord and he will be found. I mean, that's absolutely the truth. And Satan loves to get you to think there's something wrong with you, you're inferior, and that you just don't have the ability to have a close relationship with the Lord. That is not true. The relationship to the Lord is simply our believing God, trusting him, and allowing the Spirit of God to draw us close to him. So any lady in this room, if you chose to, can have a very, very special relationship with the Lord. And I trust that'll encourage you. Satan gives all kind of lies, and he tries to get us discouraged about who we are. Now, as I've said so many times, let me let you in a little fact, a little secret. We're all a mess, okay? Right? Okay. We all don't have it. We're totally, absolutely bankrupt ourselves. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall have the inherit the kingdom of God. The poor in spirit are those that understand their weakness and are needing the Lord and therefore have that special relationship with him. Well, we all know the story in Luke chapter 10. You can turn there with me. We'll look at two stories. We'll have to do it quickly because I have to finish on time because of a special guest today. So Luke chapter 10, and the Lord was at Mary and Martha and Lazarus' home. It was unusual to have three single people like this. We have no idea why that was the case, but they just became devoted unto the Lord. And let me just read quickly the account. Most of you are very familiar with it. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now, it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Okay, let me stop there. Who seems to be the dominant figure in this trio? Martha, okay? All right. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. A sensitive, very godly woman. And Jesus answered and said, verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful or anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now let me again warn us here to not overly see negative with Martha and positive with Mary. Here is a lesson that he was teaching Martha that she could handle. And again, these two ladies were very much godly women. And we're going to see the other side of Martha in a few moments here. But she clearly was the one that was burdened about receiving guests. Middle Eastern hospitality is a big deal. We can learn a lot, by the way, from other cultures when it comes to hospitality. But and so she was very much concerned. If she had the Lord there, she meant she probably had the 11 disciples there too. The 12 disciples there. And so she had the whole crew. So it was quite a big undertaking for her. Now, Mary was very thrilled at the fact that Jesus was there and that he was actually teaching and that she could get a first-hand opportunity to hear from him. And so she was prioritizing that and not worried too much about how things were going to be. Now, we don't know if maybe Mary did a lot of background work with Martha before Jesus showed up, but it seems to me that this was maybe somewhat on the spur of a moment with Martha saying, why don't you come in? So Mary just, I think Mary had confidence in Martha. You know, Martha was the dominant one. She knew what she was doing. But Martha was a little bit frustrated. Now, can't you see the varying personalities of ladies in this? Okay. Every one of us are different, folks. Okay. And every one of us have giftings naturally. And of course, we have different spiritual giftings. And we need to appreciate one another for the strengths and weaknesses that we have. But what can we learn here from the rebuke about to Martha? Okay, Martha again is a good woman. She's not being frivolous, but she's being responsible. But in the name of responsibility, she was missing something. More important to Jesus than receiving the meal was that Martha would grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Now that's a big statement I just said. Now, we have responsibilities. We have to get the job done. We need to have character. But there are times in life when knowing him supersede the pressures of life. And so the Lord was helping this industrious woman who was doing what any Middle Eastern woman would be doing, any Jewish woman would have been doing, preparing, and he says, you're missing something here. Okay. Now, the problem with this is that Martha actually initiated the conversation, not the Lord Jesus. Martha gripes to the Lord about Mary. By the way, sibling conflict doesn't go away after 5 years of age. some of you still have sibling conflict after years and years. And by the way, relationships you have with your siblings, especially if they don't know the Lord, they're very important. And if they know the Lord, they're very important. And you ought to do everything you can as a mature woman to be as close as possible to your siblings. So that's a whole other thing. But believe me, God will honor you for that. But going back here, I want you to look at what she said to the Lord. She's all stressed out. Ever been there? Okay. She's all stressed out, but she makes one massive mistake. Well, two really, but the biggest one is she undermines the character of the Lord. Don't you care that my sister has left me alone? Whoa. That questions who the Lord is, what his priorities were, because he clearly had allowed Mary to be in there for this teaching. It could have been with the disciples. He allows her. In fact, he sees this as very important. And she's actually questioning the Lord. Now, let me just say this. In the stresses of life, huge lesson here. Don't get to questioning God and what he's doing. Okay. In fact, your stress and anxiety, even in doing good things, is because you are not in a right relationship with the Lord and trusting him for who he is. And, you know, why did God allow this to happen? I mean, this isn't fair. You know, I've just got too much on me. And where is God? Now, we don't normally just speak that out loud, and we don't think it overly consciously, but it's there sometimes. And frankly, that's bitterness against God. Now, if you're anxious, that's because you have not let the peace of God come into your heart. And so the Lord cannot ignore rebuking Martha. It wasn't as much for her attack on Mary as it was for her questioning of him. Now, she knows, and we'll see it in chapter 11 of John in a few minutes, but she knows who he is. She makes one of the greatest declarations of all of the gospel servants of the Lord. It's wonderful. So it wasn't that. But you know, when you get stressed out, you don't think right. So what's the lesson? Don't get stressed out. You say, Pastor, life, man, I got four kids running around and I got a meal to prepare and all this has happened and, a car broke down and I had to, whatever. Yes, you can get under pressure, but being stressed out and anxious is another thing. Let me just say, when the problems come, and they come every day, folks, right? They come, little ones, big ones. Stop and think, no, I am in the hands of the Lord. He does care about me. He'll give me wisdom. Or give me wisdom right now. What should be priority? How should I handle this? I'm too tired. By the way, one thing that'll help stress, and this is my constant thing I tell you, get enough sleep, ladies, as much as you can, and get as much sleep before midnight as you can, because that will definitely help you. That's a proven scientific fact. And don't have your technology on, number one, for an hour before you go to bed, if at all possible, and then number two, don't stay up because of it. And I won't get to preaching on social networking, but I tell you what, I thought I was strong about it 10 years ago. I am a hundredfold more concerned about it. Now you got AI and all this other stuff, and there's such danger. Satan is just laughing hideously at what he does to people. So in the younger generation here, it's just part of your life. You don't know anything else but that. I fully understand that. You've got to make some very purposeful decisions. By the way, the older generation here gets pretty hooked too. You know, it's all designed to give you dopamine hits. And you're looking for something positive. The only problem is you're going to find more negative than positive. So forget the dopamine hits. That doesn't work real well. But anyway, we choose whether or not to be anxious. Martha's problem was she did not approach her dilemma appropriately. Was it right that she was under pressure about preparing for all the men? Sure, absolutely. But with the Lord teaching, she should have prioritized that, and she should have maybe asked him for guidance. I'd love to hear what you're saying. Can we eat an hour later? Or something along that line. Again, in Middle Eastern culture, that would have been unique. But the Lord does say, he says, then the second thing she does is, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And he says to her, Martha, Martha, thou art stressed out, anxious, careful, and troubled about many things. The one needful thing is what Mary chose, and that was to know the truth. Put that as priority. Now, ladies, this is hard all to put together. This is important. What Martha was doing was legitimate. Her attitude was not legitimate, okay? If she had put her relationship with Christ first, and she was loyal to him, but if she had put it first at that time and gotten wisdom from him, she then would have been able to navigate this appropriately, do her responsibilities, as well as gain whatever the Lord wanted her to gain. Okay. Actually, this is a very good lesson on how to navigate situations, because there are so many stressful times and they're legitimate. There's a lot of responsibilities, but put the Lord first. Spend your time with him. Work it out. Prioritize that. Get rest in your soul by giving everything to him, as Philippians chapter 4 talks about. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made and known unto God. And then you'll have the peace of God. And so there are responsibilities, but you need to spend time with the Lord first and then accomplish what you need to accomplish and have that peace. And by the way, when you're not stressed out, you're far more efficient. Ever found yourself running around like the chicken with its head cut off? You know, that's a pretty gross illustration. I don't know why we use it. If you've been on the farm, that's not one you want to use all that much, because you've seen it, you know. How many have seen a chicken with its head cut off? Okay, you know what I'm talking about. It's not exactly a pretty sight. But anyway, you know, that's the problem that we have to overcome. And so responsibilities are there, but our proper approach. So we should be resting in the Lord, worshiping him. We need to be at peace. And at times we've just got to sit first and listen, and we need to get wisdom from the Lord. And it's amazing how efficient you can be when you're not under stress. That was my point. I get a hundredfold done. I've just learned it's not worth it. It's just not right. I've got to calm my heart. And the more stressful a day, the more time you spend. And then God will give you wisdom. It's amazing. When you're in prayer, God will all of a sudden give you this, 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 and this is how you're going to handle things. And sometimes you actually rearrange your priorities because of spending time with God, and then you become far more effective in what you do. And so our problem is, as the writer talks about, when we get under stress, we go to the wrong situation. We go to the wrong solutions. Instead of talking to the Lord, we tell a friend. We ask a counselor. And it's good to get counsel, but we will not go to the Lord first. We join a group. Now, here's a big problem. We go shopping. That does not help anxiety. Okay, but I'm telling you, that's a big problem. Do not go shopping, because then the anxiety will increase. Unless you have to have food to survive, okay? And I wouldn't have thought of this. I'll give you her list. Sometimes I have to make very clear this comes from a lady. Get a new hairstyle. Take a pill. Hide in a novel. Watch a movie. And fall apart. And eat something. And that's another one. Okay? So, eat something. That was excellent. Okay. So, eat something while you're watching a movie. That was good. But anyway, and so when you know you have stress, go to the Lord first. Get wisdom from him. Don't have ways that you escape. Don't have coping mechanisms. You know, you can get over most of your coping mechanisms if you learn to walk with God. You know, eating, for instance, you say, I just need to diet more. Well, just have more peace and walk with God and be encouraged in the Lord. And or again, being hooked on technology or any of those kind of things. And so it is so important to put him first and then get direction from him. All right. Now, through all of this, Martha is not the worst person in the world. She's just like all of us. She could be rebuked. She didn't respond wrongly here. She did trust her Lord. She was loyal to her Lord. And when God rebukes you, don't get upset. If God uses somebody in your life to rebuke you, be thankful. Because that can be very, very key. Let the word of God, when it's preached or spoken, rebuke you. And be willing to take the direction from the Lord. And she was that much stronger. All right, over to John 11. I've just got a few minutes. But here we see a little bit different. We do see the same characteristics in chapter 11 that we found back in Luke 11. But you find the Lord was away from Bethany. Bethany, by the way, was just on the other side of the Mount of Olives at Jerusalem. It was on the side, east side, heading toward the Dead Sea, just a little village at that time. And so they had sent to him. Both these ladies knew the power of the Lord, and he was obviously very sick. And we read in verse 3, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And so very clearly they had a very close relationship. They knew he would respond to it. In fact, it was shocking that it took him 4 days to get there. But the Lord says he's doing this so people will believe. He knew he was going to die and that he was going to raise him from the grave. And so we see their faith in the Lord. And we read in verse 17, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. And this talks about Bethany. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now you see the difference of personality again. Verse 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. Okay, she runs right out of the house. But Mary sat still in the house. And so you see Mary just waiting on the Lord coming. Martha was very anxious to see him. Both are okay, you know, both are okay. So again, don't react to the people because they're different than you. Each of us are unique, but we need to realize our strengths have a whole boatload of weaknesses on the other side, and we see it with both these women. And so we don't excuse our weaknesses because of our strengths and our differences of personality. We allow God to change us, but we don't allow ourselves to get frustrated with it. We have to build upon what we are, and we don't need to be critical of other people. Martha was critical, and that's where the Lord had to rebuke her. But anyway, she runs to the Lord, and she just says what she's thinking. Know anybody like that? Verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now, again, is there a slight rebuke in here? There is. Dear Martha, that's why you got to spend some time with the Lord, because you can get wrong thoughts. Now, there's a flip side to that, though. If you hadn't been here, you had the power to raise him up. So she had a lot of faith. Did you know you can have a lot of faith and have a rotten attitude? Okay, you can really believe God on a lot of things, but then not trust him in the circumstances at the moment. Your faith shows itself in how you respond in the anxiety of the moment. And again, let's don't be too hard on Martha. She is just very open. Okay, she's just saying what she thinks. And so look at verse 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it thee. Now that's an amazing statement. He's dead. He's dead 4 days. But there's a hint here that she has faith in a resurrection. So again, Martha's quite the gal herself. And then Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. He responds to that statement of faith. And she says, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Again, she had good theology. She knows that he will actually have a bodily resurrection. I mean, she's way ahead of a lot of people. She's ahead of the disciples, by the way. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? What a tremendous statement. And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Messiah, Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. As I said, you see the other side of Martha here. She just gets herself in trouble with her personality, okay? And so God, isn't the Lord patient with her there? Teaching her truth, bringing her along, not rebuking her in a bad way. And then verse 28, and when she had so said, she went her way and called. And by the way, she accepted what he said. I think in her soul she thought something was going to happen. So Martha is right there. I mean, she's believing the Lord. And she went to get Mary, her sister, and the master come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto her. And then you see the agony of Mary and Martha. She fell down at his feet in verse 32. And then she says, so it shows you that even as much as she had a different personality, she even ran into the same problem. If thou hadst been here, he wouldn't have died. Again, it shows faith. It also shows, why did you do that? I'm greatly comforted, folks, that the Lord is not put off by questions that I have. But I need to square around on that pretty fast. Okay, I need to get back on the ground of faith. That's why it's important to talk to the Lord. Just share your heart. I remember we had an assistant pastor named Steve Melius, and he had cancer, and then it came back again. And in the in-between time, he took the church. We started a church at Kettle Moraine, and he started the church down there for us, and then he died. And I'll never forget, my dad knew him well, and Dad had helped with the church there. And Dad just got up to the church and said, I know what you're thinking. Why did God allow this? He said, I got to admit, I trust the Lord, but I don't like this. I don't know what the Lord is doing. They said it was so refreshing that he was just so open that this was really a tough deal, you know. But he says, I know God's going to work. And then God brought Brother Asher in, and the church took off, and you know, but it's still, those things are hard. And the Lord then is very troubled in his soul. He weeps. It's a tremendous, that would be a whole subject in itself. And because he could trust Mary and Martha, they believed him. Lazarus, come forth. And he comes out of the grave. So there's a lot more that could be said here, but I think the big takeaways are to not question God. And when you do, don't stay there. Get on the ground of faith, and God will teach you what to do. Don't cope and do other things rather than go to God when you're stressed out. And realize the minute you're stressed out that this is not, I'm not in the spirit, and I need to get back on the ground of faith so that I can respond properly. And listen to the Lord, and then don't be frustrated with somebody a little different than you. Appreciate people for who they are, because you know somebody can walk with God and not have the strengths that you have. But you know, any weaknesses we have, we do pay for, and we want to be able, iron sharpening iron. That's why we're all different, and we all help each other. So a lot can be learned from Mary and Martha, and both heroes of the Lord. And heroines, the Lord loved them, and they're in Scripture here. So I'll let you talk about Mary and Martha now. Okay.